When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Five Rounds, the only podcast out there with the cardio for those deep water championship rounds. I am Mags, and I'm continuing my kind of mini-series, a look back at some of the best things that have happened in UFC in 2021 as we barrel towards this weekend's coming up event headlined by Calvin Kattar and Giga Chikadze. This time I wanted to look at some of the other outliers. I mean, I know I've covered the best fighters, in my opinion, and some of the best events of the year. Now I just want to cover some other kind of like little standout moments and topics over the year. So first of all, I want to give a few fights that I think you guys should go and look at. First of all, let's go back to UFC 265, Rafael Fiziev versus Bobby Green, an outstanding war. Each of these landed well over 100 significant strikes, buried deep in the prelims of this show, but certainly one that deserves more eyes, certainly one that deserves you to kind of go out of your way to look for. Fiziev picking up the victory. But it certainly wasn't any kind of disparagement on Bobby Green. He certainly came and gave his absolute all. So I'll definitely go and try and check that one out. The next one I want to recommend is Alex Volkanovski taking on Brian Ortega at UFC 266. This started off quite cagey. Both fighters really looking nervy and didn't want to be the first person to make a move and maybe make an error. But once Ortega went for the guillotine choke on Volkanovski and had it really cinched in tight, the fight kind of turned up a gear. Ortega really was able to push forward with some those submissions, but it really did light a fire under Volkanovski. He was able to power through the victory, outstriking his opponent to get the decision win. A very tough fight for Volkanovski, and certainly one that we can see being run again in the near future. Next up from the next numbered event, UFC 267, Petr Yan versus Corey Sandhagen. I was not one who thought that Corey should have been in this position after coming off a loss. I don't think he should have had the opportunity to go for the interim title, but he certainly held his own in this fight, pretty much going toe-to-toe and punch-for-punch with one of the most lethal pound-for-pound boxers in the UFC, and the last minute where we saw Yan throwing the spinning heel kick, Sandhagen throwing the flying knee. Ultimately, Petr Yan picked up the interim title, and he's obviously leading towards a rematch with incumbent champion Aljamain Sterling. But yeah, it was a very exciting fight to watch, and one that will probably be talked about for years to come. Now let's talk about Justin Gaethje versus Michael Chandler from UFC 268. Yeah, and this was a dream fight for people who love MMA. Michael Chandler has been someone who has always kind of teased joining the UFC, been a huge star in Bellator, but it was just never, the stars wouldn't align for him to come over. But eventually they did, and he signed a contract, and after debuting against Dan Hooker, he was quickly thrown into the upper echelons of the card and the rankings against Justin Gaethje, and this ended up to being a huge fight. Both guys absolutely just giving 100% in this fight. Every shot felt like it hurt. Gaethje was wobbled. Chandler was wobbled. 15 minutes of brutal action from both guys. Justin Gaethje picking up the decision, and Chandler really coming out looking the worse for wear. But what an amazing battle that was. So definitely one of the best matches of the year.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
So now let's look at some of the best finishes, and let's look at the best knockouts. Firstly, it's hard to not mention Jorge Masvidal and Kamaru Usman from UFC 261. This was in a period of Usman's reign as champion where he wasn't getting finishes. He was getting a lot of decisions, and Masvidal was really kind of pushing the fact that he couldn't finish. But eventually he did finish, and he finished with a brilliant 1-2 combo that put Jorge Masvidal clean out, silenced a lot of the Masvidal's critics with that, and really kind of set the killer Masvidal off rolling. It was a brutal thing. Next up, let's talk Corey Sandhagen again. And at UFC Vegas 18, he faced Frankie Edgar, and that fight would only last 30 seconds or so. when we see a beautiful flying knee knockout by Cora. Absolutely perfectly timed, perfectly executed. Edgar stepped in, Sandhagen just leapt and landed the knee, and even got the walk-off, which was just glorious. Next, one that we mentioned last week, Chris Barnett taking on Gian Vellante at UFC 268. And Chris Barnett is a big fella, a big beefy guy, and able to throw a spinning heel kick, landed perfectly, and was just cleaned out Gian Vellante, and then to celebrate, did a front flip. Absolutely superb. Next, let's go back a little a bit to Dominic Reyes taking on Jiří Procházka. Dominic Reyes trying to force his way back into the title picture, and Procházka trying to use Dominic as a stepping stone, and that he did. Dominic Reyes really kind of dropping down the rankings. Procházka cleanly knocked him out with a spinning elbow, just absolutely devastating, floored Reyes in the second round, picked up the victory and looking to push for a title shot in the near future. So maybe we'll see Procházka taking on Glover Teixeira in the upcoming months. Who's to say? Next, let's go forward a little bit to UFC Vegas 34. Bahamondes taking on Roosevelt Roberts, and again this was a finish that was buried in the deep dark prelims. But Bahamondes, again with a beautiful spinning heel kick, cleaned out Roosevelt Roberts. And the setup to this was absolutely glorious. He tagged Roberts with a spinning back kick several times throughout the fight to kind of lower in Roosevelt Roberts. And when he threw it to the head, Roberts was trying to defend the body, lands him clean on the chin, and puts him out and fast asleep. So that's a great finish. One you should definitely go and try and check out if you have the time. So that was at UFC Vegas 34. So now let's talk some upsets, some of the things that those like kind of oh my god moments. Been quite a few this year. First one I want to talk about is Anthony Hernandez versus Rodolfo Vieira from UFC 258. Everybody had Vieira to come into the UFC and really kind of make a statement. Multi-time Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world champion. Everyone thought that Anthony Hernandez was being fed to him. But yet we see... the cardio of Vieira really kind of let him down. And by the time we get to the second round, he's absolutely gassed. And Hernandez was able to kind of weather that storm and was even more surprisingly able to get this multi-time Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world champion to submit to a guillotine with him only being a purple belt. So yeah, that was an outstanding kind of a surprise moment for Anthony Hernandez there. Next up, let's talk about Jan Blachowicz versus Israel Adesanya. Blachowicz had won the light heavyweight title, and Israel was looking to step up and become a multi-division champion. And he'd really kind of talked himself to being the bookie's favourite. Jan very understated in the build-up to this fight. And Israel, for all his great technical skill, he does run his mouth a hell of a lot. But when it came to this fight, he was nowhere near good enough to take on Jan Blachowicz. And whilst he didn't get finished, he certainly went to the judges. It was so one-sided that there was no option but to for the judges to pick Jan Blachowicz. He was almost like swatting a fly in terms of defence against Adesanya. Kind of really stopped Adesanya's world domination tactics in their tracks and made him kind of like refocus and regroup. We'll see how he copes against the big hitting Robert Whittaker again as they face off once more. The year didn't end particularly well for Jan Blachowicz, though. He obviously lost his title to Glover Teixeira. This was certainly an upset in terms of how the bookies were looking at this fight, I suppose. Now for the next two, both pretty big upsets in if you are a casual fan, I suppose. First one, let's go to UFC 257, Dustin Poirier versus Conor McGregor 2. This wasn't the leg break one, this which also was a pretty big upset in terms of what happened in the fight, but this was the second one, 7 years after McGregor had beat Dustin Poirier. The comeback was on, and Poirier became the first person in the UFC to able to knock the Irishman out. Absolutely slept him to the point where he has been roundly mocked on social media with memes and even by the likes of the Paul brothers. The right hand and then the flurry of ground and pound puts McGregor to sleep. The third fight wouldn't be that long in the books, and that ended when McGregor had the leg break and was unable to continue, but still was bad mouthing Dustin Poirier after the fight. Dustin went on to get a potential title shot against Oliveira and wasn't able to wrestle that title away from Oliveira, so he's in a position where now maybe he's looking at where his future lies, whether he's going to continue in the sport or not. But that was a massive upset for Dustin Poirier at UFC 257. But the biggest one has to be Juliana Pena taking on Amanda Nunes. Amanda Nunes, who has solidified herself as arguably the best female fighter that MMA has ever seen, dominant in two divisions, and nobody gave Juliana Pena the slightest sniff of a hope of victory in this fight, apart from Juliana Pena. She backed herself and she believed in herself, and after surviving the early kind of swarm of Nunes, we actually see a chink in Nunes' armour where she eventually looked like she was gassing, staying in a very particular, specific range of Juliana Pena's, where she was able to land shot after shot after shot, and we didn't see that kind of trademark head movement from Amanda Nunes to the point where Pena was able to get the submission. Nunes tapped, and we see a new champion in the women's bantamweight division. A massive kind of step up for Juliana Pena, and really kind of vindication of her mindset that Nunes has been ducking for so long. I'm sure we'll see those two go at it again in the very near future. That was probably the biggest upset of the year.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
So let's end this with a little bit of fun, and this has been an interesting era for UFC, especially with the apex not having fans. We've seen kind of like something in the fights come to light where the fighters can hear the commentary, and we've got some really kind of funny points where We've heard the fighters actually speaking to the commentators and actually giving their feedback on some of the commentary that has been going on. For Kevin Holland, a massive notable example where he's been speaking to Daniel Cormier multiple times. Cormier criticised his wrestling, criticised his kind of shit talking of fighters in between the action, and Kevin Holland kind of giving him his feedback whilst having fighters pinned against the cage. But we've seen the likes of Chimiev carrying his fighter over to the commentary table to have chats with Daniel Cormier and Michael Bisping. We've seen fighters saying, "Oh, stop, that really hurts," and stop talking shit about me, and how do you like that kind of submission move, which has been absolutely hilarious. So I wanted to kind of look at some of the best mat work, I want to say, for a very loose description. So the first one I want to talk about is Max Holloway, when the commentary team were saying he's arguably the best boxer in the UFC. And then they were throwing out kind of different examples and people who may be able to challenge him for that. Holloway heard this, and whilst punching Qatar in the face and slipping Qatar's jabs, he shouted to the commentary team that he was in fact the best boxer in the UFC, and here he is proving it, which was absolutely hilarious. Next, after his victory at UFC 265 against Bobby Green, Rafael Fiziev essentially called out Hasbulla, the TikTok superstar, embroiled in an ongoing feud with Abdul Razak. But the issue is that Hasbulla is about 2 foot tall. Fiziev, having a lot of fun and really kind of getting the whole of the audience in absolute hysterics, he snatches the microphone away from Daniel Cormier and says, "Hasbulla, you've taken everything that I've worked my whole life for in the UFC, and if you want your money fight, you have your fight with me," which is so hilarious. And the last one I want to kind of mention, and this is a very local one to myself and to Carlos. It's the debut of Paddy the Baddy Pimlet, someone who has been UFC ready for quite a long time, but he didn't feel he was ready in himself. And he's actually turned down the UFC a couple of times until earlier this year, when he felt he was primed and he'd had the experience under his belt to make that move. And he had his debut earlier this year against Luigi Vendramina. And after one round that fits in maybe three rounds of action, to the point where he was in some pretty early trouble, to the point where he was then able to get the knockout finish. In his post fight interview with Megan Oliva, he actually called out Instagram, because in the run up to his UFC debut, he'd actually been banned from Instagram. He had his account disabled, and Megan was asking who he would like to call out in terms of a fight, and he said, "I'm not really going to call anybody out. The only thing I want to call out is this company called Instagram. Give me back my account, you absolute lizards," which just set the whole of the MMA world into fits of hysterics and kind of really cemented the arrival of Paddy the Baddy Pimlet. That's pretty much wraps up this final look at the best of UFC in 2020. Next week's event very quickly coming, well, I say next week, it's actually, the time this episode drops, it's actually this weekend, headlined by Calvin Kattar and Giga Chikadze, so that'll be an outstanding battle to watch, but yeah, tune in next week for our analysis and breakdown of that. Aside from that, this has been your boy Mags. You can follow me on Twitter at @PodfatherMags, follow Carlos at @Kirkby_Carlos, and follow the show at @FiveRoundsPod. Check out all the rest of the amazing creators covering a wide gamut of topics and subjects here on the amazing networks that we are proud to be a part of. That's Radio Techers, that's The Chair Shot, and that's also here at Visionaries Global Media. But that's all from me, and that is the end.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.